This remembrance here is actually what's so interesting about the bounties of Allah, that each bounty comprises of multiple bounties. It's not just like a one simple bounty, but it's actually a compound, it's a collection of multiple bounties within it. So this fact that He lets you remember Him, right, lets us remember Him, that incorporates at least three bounties. So the first one is that Allah has made you remember Him. And how can a mere weak, lowly servant remember such a great Lord? How could they even remember such a great Lord unless that Lord allows you to? Had you not been worthy of this, there's no way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would allow you to remember Him. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. So dear brothers, dear sisters, dear listeners, dear friends, so we continue with our series on Ibn Ata'illah al-Iskandari. May Allah have immense amount of mercy on him. The Book of Wisdom, Kitab al-Hikam, with Sheikh Abdullah Gangohi's commentary. So we are on page 131, which is aphorism number 256. This is what he says. Absolute honor. Absolute, very honorable point he makes. أَكْرَمَكَ بِكَرَامَاتٍ ثَلَاثٍ أَكْرَمَكَ بِكَرَامَاتٍ ثَلَاثٍ جَعَلَكَ ذَاكِرًا لَهُ وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُهُ لَمْ تَكُنْ أَهْلًا لِجَرَيَانِ ذِكْرِهِ عَلَيْكَ. Absolutely amazing. وَجَعَلَكَ مَذْكُورًا بِهِ إِذْ حَقَّكَ نِسْبَتَهُ لَدَيْكَ وَجَعَلَكَ مَذْكُورًا عِنْدَهُ فَتَمَّمَ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكَ. Subhanallah. He says that He ennobled you, He honored you with three characteristic gifts, three charismatic gifts, he says actually here. Number one, He made you an invoker of Him, meaning He made you remember Him. He made you a dhakir, somebody who does remembrance of Him. And had it not been to show you how significant it is that you can even sit for a few minutes or even a few moments and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we think it's just something we do out of habit or something. He says actually no. Had it not been for His grace, you would not have been worthy of the flow of invocation of Him in you. This is just amazing. You know, the depth of knowledge and understanding of the human psyche and the relationship with Allah and the purpose of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the world with the human beings. It's just amazing. Had it not been for His grace, you would not have been worthy of the flow of dhikr of Him in you. So that's the first point. Second point, he says, He made you remembered by Him. Meaning Allah remembers you. He doesn't do dhikr of you the way we understand dhikr, because the problem is that we understand dhikr wrong. The dhikr that we do, that we understand as in subhanallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, that is actually to make a permanent state or a frequent state of consciousness of Allah. So Allah is conscious of us. Of course He is. At all times, at every time, in fact, in that sense. Right? So He made you remembered by Him since He confirmed His relationship to you. Allah has now, basically by remembering you, Allah has confirmed His relationship to you. Oh, He's got a relationship with me. I get this, you know, when you're talking about different scholars and things. And how close are you to that scholar? I said, stop using the word close. Close is a very relative. Do you know him or not? Does he know you? Is that enough sometimes, you know, for these big scholars? Just to know us is enough, I guess. Like, how close are you? There's a lot of people, they claim closeness to different scholars. That just means that they meet him once in a while. I mean, what do you mean by closeness? Right? So I found out a bit strange the other day, somebody asked me that. I said, look, it's just good enough that he knows me, right? And he might just say a good word or give me some advice or make some dua for me. I think that's good enough then to say he's close to me, you know? Subhanallah. And then number three, after him being conscious of you and remembering you, he then made you remembered by those with him. So not only is that you're in somebody's heart, but now that individual speaks about you to others as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made you remembered by those with him, angels and so on, thereby perfecting his grace upon you. So by him remembering us, that was by just saying that I've got a relationship with you, and then mentioning us to others shows that he is perfecting his grace upon us. Absolutely, subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us consciousness of this all the time. Otherwise, we trivialize whatever little dhikr we're even able to do. And inshallah, if we understand this, we'd want to do it more, because then we get greater reciprocation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what we're going to discuss first today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has absolutely honored the human being with actually multiple graces, multiple benefits and bounties and gifts and unique points and so many other things. But this one is specifically related to dhikr, right? This one is specifically related to dhikr. And that's why Allah says, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. You won't be able to enumerate, even if you tried, all of the bounties of Allah. I mean, how many of us ever thought that this was also a bounty, these three? Even those who've been doing dhikr, like, you know, you never think about it from that perspective. New bounties that were already always existing suddenly come to mind when they're brought up like this. That's because the verse says you can carry on counting and you'll never completely encompass all the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's just too many. And what's really interesting is that the greatest of bounties and honors, the mightiest of them, has to be the bounty of remembering Allah. That's the most potent, it's the most beneficial, it's going to take us the furthest, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The bounty that we have of a good intellect, if we use it well, that's good. If you don't use it well, it's not good. The bounty of beauty, the bounty of food, all of that, there's a benefit, but there could also be a harm. But the bounty of remembering Him, that can only be good. It's just pure goodness. That's why it's the greatest of bounties. May Allah give us more of this bounty. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. That's why there's a narration that Imam Mundhiri has transmitted. It says, مَا مِن يَوْمٍ إِلَّا وَلِلَّهِ فِيهِ نِعَمٌ يُنْعِمُ اللَّهُ بِهَا عَلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ. Every single day there are multiple bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers upon His servants. وَمَا أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ أَفْضَلْ مِنْ أَنْ يُلْهِمَهُ ذِكْرَهُ. And Allah has never showered a bounty upon His slave, never granted a bounty upon His slave that is superior to inspiring him His remembrance. Because that's just pure goodness. You can't misuse that, can you? You can't misuse that. La ilaha illallah. So the first one, the first of this, now this remembrance here is actually what's so interesting about the bounties of Allah, that each bounty comprises of multiple bounties. It's not just like a one simple bounty, but it's actually a compound, it's a collection of multiple bounties within it. So this fact that He lets you remember Him, right, lets us remember Him, that incorporates at least three bounties. So the first one is that Allah has made you remember Him. And how can a mere weak, lowly servant remember such a great Lord? How could they even remember such a great Lord unless that Lord allows you to? Had you not been worthy of this, there's no way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would allow you to remember Him. Only if you tried, only if you wanted to, and Allah wanted to give you that grace, would you be able to do so? And anybody who wants to remember Allah, Allah will not stop him. The second one is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made you remembered by Him. And where do we prove that from? Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 152. فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Remember me and I'm going to remember you. It's amazing. When I've met, really dignified individual, esteemed individual, scholars and other people, and they say something so casual like that to you, like, you do dua for me, I'll make dua for you. Right? It's like, subhanAllah, you're going to make dua for me? Allahu Akbar. Allah is saying, you remember me and I'll remember you. We're supposed to remember Him anyway. He's given us everything. Why does He want to remember us? SubhanAllah, His utter kindness and generosity. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. That shows that we are madhkur, we are remembered by Him. So what Ibn Ata'illah, the point he's making, is that once Allah has said He's going to remember you, that means you've got a special relationship with Him, because people don't remember people unless they're special. How many people do you meet in your life on a day-to-day basis? The only people you still remember afterwards are the weird quirky ones or the very special ones. I mean, the quirky ones you're going to remember probably not in a very favorable light, but if you're going to remember somebody, it's going to be that. And it's interesting, on my recent trip, there's one person, I hope I understood his question right, he says that they think it's very hard to get to scholars, I guess. That may have been his experience. So he's like, how do we, you know, like, get an opportunity to sit down and talk to you or something like that? So, it's kind of weird. Especially when you are traveling and you are at your hosts there, they're very particular, you know, in different areas. They're like a barrier. They won't let anybody visit you or see you. Whereas if it was just yourself, you'd probably meet a lot of people. I mean, it does get a bit overwhelming sometimes. So, I told him that it was interesting, because when I went to Bangalore, there was this individual. I gave one lecture. It was a Jumu'ah. After the Jumu'ah, they love meeting you, and that means hundreds of people wanting to shake your hands and sometimes even embrace you, you know, give you a hug. And it does get a lot, right? Because, so I was meeting a few people, and then suddenly this guy comes along, and I can't remember what it was. He gave me something. He said, Sheikh, this is for you. Just have it afterwards. I said, okay. And I don't know, it was something. It was some fruits or something like that. I had a program that same night. That evening, after the program, this same guy comes, Salaamu Alaikum, Sheikh, and he's got a bottle of coconut water. He's like, Sheikh, this is for you. Just have it afterwards. I said, all right. I started noticing this guy. I mean, I'm not saying that that's what you should do, otherwise it's going to get kind of crazy, but I couldn't help noticing this guy. Then the next day, again, he comes with something else. Now I started getting worried. I said, who is this guy? I don't know this guy. He's giving me this stuff. I don't know what's in here, you know. So I asked the local brother. I said, find out who this guy is, man. You know, I don't know what they're doing, because... So, alhamdulillah, then the fourth time he met me, he gave me a letter, right, where he wrote to me. Now, I'm not going to forget that guy, obviously. But, of course, that's very difficult to sift through. So, it's... You don't remember everybody. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the multitudes of people, not that He ever forgets, He knows everybody, right? It's just, I'm talking about from a human perspective, that if He remembers you, right? He's conscious of everybody. He knows, He has ilm of everybody, but this is special. You remember me and I will remember you. Once Allah has said that, it means, ثَبَتَتْ خُصُوصِيَّتُكَ عِنْدَهُ. Your special position has now become established by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have a position by Allah now. فَأَيُّ كَرَامَةٍ أَعْظَمُ مِنْ هَذِهِ. What honor can be greater and superior to this? فَقَدْ حَقَّقَ نِسْبَتَهُ لَدَيْكَ. He's established a relationship with you. He's established an attribution to you. حَيْثُ أَثْبَتَ لَكَ الْخُصُوصِيَّةِ وَقَالَ لَكَ يَا وَلِي. Oh my close one, oh my friend. That's what you get from remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya wali wa ya safi, O my chosen one. فَمِنْ أَيْنَ أَنْتَ وَهَذِهِ النِّسْبَةِ. Where could you have gained this relationship with Allah? لَوْلَا أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَفَضَّلَ عَلَيْكَ. If Allah had not been so kind and generous to grace you with that. But most people don't know Allah's grace. One of the biggest problems we have today is people don't know Allah, really. They don't. They know Allah in terms of a few tenets of faith. He's the greatest one, He's the biggest one, He's the most powerful one. They don't know the way He really works and how kind He is and how generous He is. This is what He's telling us. Had it not been for Allah's grace upon you, then where would you have been able to get this attribution from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That's why, you know, in Surah Al-Ankabut, verse 45, there's a verse, which part of verses, وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. So usually we translate that as, and the remembrance of Allah is the greater thing, is the greatest thing. So the remembrance of Allah is the greatest thing. Some have explained this in this context that we've just been discussing. أي وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ لِعَبْدِهِ أَكْبَرُ مِنْ ذِكْرِ الْعَبْدِ إِيَّهِ. That Allah's remembering you is superior to you remembering Him. So you're going to remember, but Allah's remembering you is going to be superior. وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. And the third honor, that would have been enough. That would have been more than enough. But the third honor is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes you of the mentioned ones by the close angels, the intimate angels. So you're thinking, me? I'm just, you know, a basic guy. I'm going to be remembered by the angels, all of these close angels, probably Jibreel alayhi salam and the like. And I'm, you know, being mentioned there? Wow. It's absolutely amazing. There's a hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. All of this is proven. This is not made up. This is all proven from the hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أنا عند ظني عبدي بي. He starts off with that. It's an amazing introduction, actually. I am with you. I am with my servant the way he thinks of me. I am with my servant as he perceives me. So if he perceives me close, perceives me benevolent, I'll be like that for him. As long as it's not like he genuinely perceives me benevolent, but not by messing around. Do lots of sins. Say, oh, he's forgiving anyway. He's cool. He's all right with me. You know? That kind of gangster-like talk, that doesn't work with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has to be absolute humility. وَأَنَا مَعَهُ حِينَ يَذْكُرُنِي. And I'm with him when he remembers me. I'm with him when he remembers me. فَإِنْ ذَكَرَنِي فِي نَفْسِهِ ذَكَرْتُهُ فِي نَفْسِي. If he remembers me in his heart, I remember him in my heart. Allah doesn't have a heart in that sense. But he's saying, internally I remember him. The way he remembers me internally, I remember him. What? In ذَكَرَنِي فِي مَلَأٍ ذَكَرْتُهُ فِي مَلَأٍ خَيْرٍ مِّن مَلَأٍ. And if he remembers me in a crowd, in an audience, among people, I remember him in a much greater audience, which is that of the angels. There, that's the proof for it. وَإِنْ تَقَرَّبَ مِنِّي شِبْرًا تَقَرَّبْتُ مِنْهُ ذِرَاعًا. If he comes close to me, just one hand span, I come close to him, arm's length. And وَإِنْ تَقَرَّبَ مِنِّي ذِرَاعًا تَقَرَّبْتُ مِنْهُ بَاعًا. Sorry, that was تَقَرَّبْتُ مِنْهُ ذِرَاعًا, that was a cubit. And if he comes to me 1 cubit length, then I come to him 2 arms length. وَإِنْ أَتَانِي يَمْشِي, comes to me walking, أَتَيْتُهُ حَرْوَلَةً, I go to him running. And that's just all metaphor to explain how much more he's willing to reciprocate and give back to us and reward us with for the little meager. He just wants us to know him, recognize him, turn to him, and associate ourselves with him. There is another narration which says that in any gathering, and Allah make this one of them, where a people sit and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except that the rahmah will come over them. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will envelop them, and then the tranquility descends upon them. And then the last part again, وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهُ. And Allah remembers this gathering among the people, among those who are with Him. So inshallah, Allah make us a gathering of that nature and make us remembered. Allah is inshallah mentioning us. Allah is inshallah mentioning us according to, by the angels. يَحْيَ بْنُ مُعَاذْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ says to people, يَا غَفُول, يَا جَهُول. Oh, absolutely heedless one. Oh, absolutely ignorant one. Your life can become very extended, even though your days are very limited. In the sense that if you remember Allah more in there, the amount of reward and benefit quantitatively and qualitatively you're going to get for the hereafter is going to be massive. Even though you have a short amount of time in this world, but you could really do a lot with that to earn whatever you want in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. He's promised it, now it's done. We just have to remember Him now and thank Him for when He does allow us, and that He's allowed us to do that. Now, Sheikh Abdullah Gangohi says, to round this up, he says, here the Shaykh is addressing the obedient person of invocation. He says that Allah Most High has confirmed three honors upon such a person. These honors collectively constitute a limitless treasure of goodness and excellence for one, and are from the immense mercy of Allah. The very first of these honors is that He has enabled one to invoke Him. Hence, one is able to engross oneself in His invocation with tongue, limb, and heart. If not for His bounty, though, the tongue, heart, and limbs would never have been able to render the invocation of the absolute ruler of rulers. One would not have been qualified through one's own effort to worship the King of Kings, because deficiency, inertia, and indolence, laziness, procrastination, today distraction, are inherent in one's nature. It is through nothing more than His mercy and grace that while keeping millions of His creation in forgetfulness, He applied you to His invocation. Alhamdulillah. The second honor is that He Himself remembers the individual. Allah says in the Quran, remember me and I shall remember you. What greater honor can there be than the servant, constituted of a handful of dust, being remembered by the true King, the Lord of all lords, the sovereign of all creation? In this state, people regard one as a saint of Allah and as a chosen one of Allah. Indeed, this is a very high honor to be bestowed upon a person. In this day and age, if some puny, worldly king or influential individual, right, confers a title on a man, or remembers you, or mentions you, or tweets about you, right, he becomes bloated with happiness, his pleasure boundless. Now imagine the high state of the honor conferred on one when the true and eternal King proclaims one to be his friend. He says, Ya Wali. You want to become a Wali, that's how you become a Wali. The third honor is highlighted in a hadith where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah says, whoever remembers me in his heart, I too remember him in my heart. And whoever remembers me in a gathering, I remember him in a gathering which is nobler than his gathering, meaning the gathering of the angels. The point of a lecture is to encourage people to act, to get further, an inspiration, an encouragement, persuasion. The next step is to actually start learning seriously, to read books, to take on a subject of Islam and to understand all the subjects of Islam, at least at their basic level, so that we can become more aware of what our deen wants from us. And that's why we started Rayyan courses, so that you can actually take organized lectures on demand whenever you have free time, especially, for example, the Islamic Essentials course that we have on there, the Islamic Essentials Certificate, which you take 20 short modules. And at the end of that, inshallah, you will have gotten the basics of most of the most important topics in Islam, and you'll feel a lot more confident. You don't have to leave lectures behind. You can continue to leave, to listen to lectures, but you need to have this more sustained study as well. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.